You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Google has rejected EU accusations of anti-competitive behaviours. Amazon is to launch its Prime Instant Video service in Japan. And the Indian taxi app Ola has announced partnerships with various e-commerce companies. Google has filed a formal response to EU allegations of anti-competitive behaviours. Google stands accused of deploying tactics to boost the rankings of its own shopping price comparison services whilst pushing rival services offered by competitors further down the search results by demoting the value of their links or simply refusing to list them altogether. The search engine responded by saying that it rejects the accusations, calling them wrong as a matter of fact, law, and economics. Google claims that it's increased the amount of traffic to competitor price comparison sites by 227% over the last decade, and that numerous new comparison sites are launching all over Europe, thereby proving that its practices are not anti-competitive. The search engine also says that it does not have a legal duty to drive traffic to competitor price comparison sites as it's not the sole search engine available to European users, i.e. users can simply use another search engine if they wish. And finally, it accuses the European Commission of underestimating the number of people who use competitor services such as eBay and Amazon when shopping online. The EU has acknowledged receipt of Google's response, saying, "We will carefully consider Google's response before taking any decision on how to proceed and do not want to prejudge the final outcome of the investigation." If the charges against Google are successful, the search engine may be forced to pay fines of up to 10% of its revenue, which could total as much as $6.6 billion. Amazon is to launch its Prime Instant Video service in Japan. Amazon's Prime Instant Video service will allow users to watch Japanese and American films, TV programs, and cartoons. Prime membership will cost 3,900 yen per year, equivalent to around $33. Amazon is the second major international online video company to announce its entry into the Japanese market in recent weeks. Earlier this month, the online TV company Netflix announced that it would be launching in the Japanese market on the 2nd of September, its first foray into Asia. The Indian taxi app Ola has announced partnerships with various e-commerce companies in an effort to attract users and keep existing users from defecting to competitors such as Uber. Ola's e-wallet system Ola Money can now be used to pay for services from popular Indian companies like Lenskart, Oyo Rooms, Zopper, Bizindia and Zoomin. Ola wallet users can get discounts from some of these partners, with the hotel company Oyo Rooms offering a 40% discount to Ola Wallet users. Ola hopes that such discounts and the easy one-click payment method that Ola Money offers will be enough to incentivize users to stick with Ola rather than switch to a competitor. Ola is one of the leading taxi booking apps in India, processing around 100 million rides a day. Its main competitor is Uber, which currently processes around 200,000 rides a day. And finally, Disney is soon to kick off its online marketing campaign for Star Wars toys and merchandise. On the 3rd of September, Disney will unveil the new toys on an hourly basis in cities all around the world, with the unveilings all being filmed and uploaded to YouTube. It'll also have coverage on the American TV station ABC. The unveilings are designed to be an exciting build-up for when the toys will be released for sale in stores at midnight. The toy industry is worth billions worldwide. Sales of toys in the US alone are expected to reach almost $20 billion this year. The new Star Wars film, Star Wars The Force Awakens, will be released in cinemas on the 18th of December. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and join me next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.